Shalom Aleichem Abuisai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Meizah Hashem Yisborach, we are continuing on to the second part of the seventh topic of Parshas Kisiso, Cheto Egel, Perek Lamed Beis, Posuk Zayin. Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe lech rein, ki shichei samecho asher eleiso, me'eretz Mitzrayim. And Hashem spoke to Moshe harshly, go down the mountain. That's what it means literally. But Rashi says it must mean more than that, because anyways, Moshe Rabbeinu is on his way down. Rather, lech reid in a figurative sense. I made you the leader, I put you into this position to lead Am Yisrael. But look what happened to them. Ki shicheis amcho asher eleiso meret Mitzrayim. Your nation that you took out of Mitzrayim became corrupt, and therefore you are not deserving of this position any longer. Says Rashi, Vayedaber loshen koishihu, k'mo Vayedaber itom koshois. Hashem is speaking harshly to Moshe. Lech reid, reid migdulosho, go down from your position, your leading position. Lo inosati lecho gdulo ele bishvilom. It was only to lead them. Boisosho nisnado Moshe mipi beznin shel malo. Moshe Rabbeinu kaviyochel was in nidui, was in cherem, excommunication from beznin shel malo. Shicheis amecho, shicheis ha'om, loy ne'emar, not that the nation became corrupt, elo amecho, your nation. Who is he referring to? Erev rav shekibalto me'atzmecho, v'giyaltom v'loy nimlachto bi. The erev rav that you took it upon your own decision. You didn't ask me. V'omalto, what did you Moshe Rabbeinu say? Toiv shiyidbeku gerim eshchina. Why not? Let's bring the Geirim, let's bring the Karim, the Goyim, and be Medabek Beshchina. Heim shichasu vehishchisu. They became corrupt and made Am Yisrael corrupt. Posuk ches soru maher min aderech asher tzivisim osu lohem egel maseicho vayishtach avuloi vayizbechu loi vayoy meru eile Elohecho Yisrael asher helucho me'eret Mitzrayim. They were quick to leave the way that I commanded them. Just 40 days ago, I told them, Lo yi elocho Elohim acherim al ponai, Elohi chesev, Elohi hezov, Elohi sasu lochem. And what did they do? They made an egel made out of this golden calf. Vayishtachavu loy, vayizbuchu loy, they bowed down to it, they brought korbanos to it. And what did they say? Eile Elohecho Yisroel asher elucho meret Mitzrayim, gewalt! ויאמר אדוני אל משה רואי שי אסום הזה והנה עם כשאוירף הוא. ענו ויאמר. Why is that necessary? Hashem is in the middle of talking. It sounds like Hashem is waiting for a response from Moshe Rabbeinu. נו משה, you have anything to say about your nation? Moshe is silent. ויאמר השם אל משה רואי שי אסום הזה. I've seen this nation and I see they have a stiff neck. And they're facing their neck towards me. They're not willing to listen to me or to you. Says Rashi, Mechazrim, Kshi Opom. They're facing their stiff necks. L'neged Moichicheyem. U'memanim Lishmoya. They refuse to listen to those who are Moichich to them. Look down there. Chu tried to stop them. They didn't listen to him. They killed him. Posuk Yud, Ve'ato Ani Choli, V'icharapivohem V'achaleim. Says Hashem to Moshe, and now leave me alone, and let me get angry, and let me destroy them, and I will make you into a great nation. Moshe didn't even start davening. What is Hashem responding to you when he says, leave me alone, and let me get angry? Nobody stopping Hashem? Elo kan posach loy pesach voy dioy shadovo toluy boy. Hashem is hinting to Moshe, it's all totally on you. Shemi spalel aliyem loyechalem. If you daven now, I will not destroy them. That's why Hashem opens his words by saying hanicholi, leave me alone. In other words, don't leave me alone. Posuk yud alev vayechal Moshe es penei Adonai Elohav. ויאמר לאמר אדוני יחרה אפך בעמך אשר יצא עשו מארץ מצרים בכוח גדול וביד חזקה. And Moshe davened to Hashem, and he says, Hashem, why are you getting so angry with your nation that you took out of Mitzrayim with great strength and a strong hand? Says Rashi, Lomo Hashem, klum iskanei elo chochom bechochom, giboy begiboy. Who gets jealous one of another? If you have somebody competing with you, one wise man to another wise man, one strong man to another strong man. But Hashem, there's no competition over here. It's you against an eagle. Big deal. What are you getting so angry about? That's one taina. Another taina. Posuk Yud Beis. Lo mo yemeru mitzrayim lemo bero'oi tzi'om ala haroi goysom behorim ulecha loysom me'al pnei ho'adomo shuv mecharoi napecho v'inochim alo ro'o le'amecho. Why would you want the Mitzrayim to say that you, Hashem, took Am Yisrael out with a bad intention from the beginning in order to kill them in the mountains and to destroy them from the face of the earth? I'm asking you, Hashem, return from your anger and have a different thought. Change the thought of doing this bad thing to your nation. V'inochem, says Rashi, his ashes machshavo acheres lehetiv lohem. Change the thought to a different thought, to do something good for them. Al horo'o, instead of the bad, asher choshavto lohem. That's a second taina. And a third taina, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Zechor le'avrohom nitzchok le'Yisrael avodecho asher nishbato lohem boch. ותדבר עליהם הרבה זרחם ככוכבי השמיים וכל האורץ הזויס אשר אמרתי אתן לזרחם ונוכלו לעולם. Remember the promise you swore to the Ovois HaKadoshim, Avrom, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, your servants. You swore to them in your name, and you told them that you will make their offspring many, like the stars of the sky. And this whole land, namely Eretz Yisrael, you will give to their children, and they will inherit it forever. Says Rashi, Zechor le'Avrohom, im ovru al aseres hadibrois, even if Am Yisrael was over the aseres hadibrois. Specifically, lo yielocho Elohim achirim al ponai. Avrom aviem nisnaso be'es neranis yoinois, v'adayin lo kibel schoroi. Avrom avinu had 10 nisyoinois, and he did not collect his char yet. Tinehu loy v'yetzi esar be'esar. This should be his char, by forgiving his grandchildren. That's Avrom. Le'avrom li'itzchok u'le'Yisrael im nisreifohem, if they deserve sreifo, z'cho le'avrom shemosar atzmo nisorav olecha be'ukazdim. He was moisen nefesh to jump into the fire when Nimrod told him, Amrofel told him, to be oved of a dezorah, to go into the fire. Im la'arigo, they deserve harigo, z'cho le'Yitzchok she'posha tzavori la'akedo, he put his neck out, so Avrom v'nushko checked him. And im le'golus, if that's what they deserve, z'cho le'Yakov she'golo le'choron. And if for whatever reason the Zchusovis is not enough to save them, what did you tell me in Pasuk Yud? You'll make me into a great nation. That's not going to work. If a chair on 3 feet, namely Am Yisrael sitting on Avrom, Yitzchok v'Yaakov, doesn't work to save them, when you're angry, kal v'chomer l'kise shel regel echod, you have a chair of 1 foot, that's me, how's that going to work if in the future you get angry with them? Asher nishbat olohem boch, in your name, in yourself. Loi nishbat olohem bedovo shehu kole, loi b'shamayim, loi b'oret, loi b'horim, loi b'gvois. Elo b'cho, sh'ato kayom, u'shvuos ha'kemes le'oilom, sh'nemar b'nishbati ne'um Hashem. You didn't swear to them in something that passes by, something that's not there forever, heaven and earth, mountains and hills. Rather, in yourself, you are there forever. Where do we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore in His name, in His essence? By that Kedo, He tells Avraham Avinu, b'nishbati ne'um Hashem. Uliitzchok nemar vakimo yiseis ha'shvua shanishbati l'Avrom avicho, referring to the same shvua which was bechor. Uliyakov nemar ani keil shakai prei rovei nishbaloi bekeil shakai, once again with his essence. פוסק י"ד, ויינוחם אדוני על הוראו אשר דיבר לעשויס לעמוי. And Hashem accepted Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, he changed his mind, and he did not destroy Am Yisrael. All this happened while Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai. He didn't see the Chet HaEgel with his own eyes yet. And now, Yud Zayin Tammuz, somewhere in the morning, B'Shei Shois, he's going to come down and see what's happening.
V'ayifen v'yered Moshe min horu shnei luchois hoidus v'yodoi luchois kesuvim b'shnei evrihem mizeh u'mizehim kesuvim.
And Moshe Rabbeinu turns to go down from the mountain, holding the two Luchois Ha'edus, the testimony that Hashem commanded us on Har Sinai. Luchois Ksuvim Mishnei Evreim, written on both sides. Mizeh Mizeim Ksuvim, miraculously. Normally when you etch on a stone through and through, if you look on the back side, the letters are going to be backwards. But over here was a miracle. You're able to read it from both sides, as Rashi tells us. Mishnei Evreim, hoyu o'isi o'is nikrois, ומייסניסימויו.
פוזק דזיין והלוחויס מעשה אלוהים הימו והמכתוב מכתב אלוהים הוא חרוס על הלוחויס.
The luchois themselves, the stones were made by Hashem, and the writing on it was written by Hashem, etched onto the luchois.
Says Rashi, מעשה אלוהים הימו, the posh pshat כמשמוי, הוא בכבוד האסון, הקדוש ברוך הוא made the stones.
דבר אחר, מעשי אלוקים אימו, is a figurative מעשי אלוקים. קודם רואים עליך ואירוי כל הסוקוב של פלויני במלוך הפלויניס. Like someone tells his friend, everything he does, his mind is all into that thing that he does.
כך כל שעשוב של הקדוש ברוך הוא בתוירו.
The entire delight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Torah. It's מעשי אלוקים, that's what he does all day, that's what he loves, his Torah.
Chorus, loshna cheres v'cheret that we saw before by the eagle lahavdil alfei avdolois echod, it's the same word shneim loshna chikuk, to etch onto this on the luchos bekdusha and the cheret on the eagle, the opposite.
Pozug yud zayin vayishma yoshua es koil ha'om b're'oi vayoymer el Moshe koil milchomo b'machane. You all remember the posuk at the end of Mishpotim, Perek Chof Dalet, posuk Yud Gimel, and the Rashi over there. Rashi over there told us that Yeshua escorted Moshe Rabbeinu up the mountain and went until he was allowed to go. And he pitched his tent there and he stayed there for 40 days. Yeshua is not with Am Yisrael. He has no idea what's happening over there with the Chet HaEgel. Moshe comes down the mountain. The first one he meets is Yeshua, waiting for his Rebbe. He hears the nation cheering, making a lot of noise. And Yeshua tells Moshe, it sounds like there's a war going on in the camp.
Says Rashi, b'rei oi b'hori oi, cheering, shoyu merim, usmeichim, v'tzoichakim.
Posuk Yud Ches, says Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ayoymer, ein koil anois gevuro, v'ein koil anois chalusho, koil anois, Onoichi Shoimei'a. Says Moshe to Yeshua, my dear Talmud, those are not sounds of winning a war or of somebody losing a war. Those are painful sounds I'm hearing. Painful sounds of Oivde Avodah Zarah. Although it says the word Anois three times in the Pasuk, take a close look. The first two Anois are different than the third one. The first two, anois, means to raise your voice. It's without a dogesh in the nun. The third anois is with a dogesh in the nun. It's a different word completely. It's kom loshen inui, painful. I hear a painful voice coming from there. It pains me to hear it.
Says Rashi, ein koil anois gevuro, ein koil azenire koil anias giboirim,
raising their voice of the warriors that are winning at Tzorekin Nitzochoin, v'loi koil chaloshim shetzorekim vai, oi niso, they're not screaming, let's run away. Rather, koil anois, with a dogesh and a nun, koil cherufin v'gidufim, debi mecharef omegadef, blasphemizing Hashem. Ha'me'anin nesanefesh ha'shoimon keshen no morim loi. They pain one who hears them. פוסוק יוטז, ויהי כאשר קורא ולמחנה, וירס או עגל ומחוי לויס, ויחר אף מוישה, וישליך מיודו וסלו חויס, וישבי רויסו מתחס אור.
And as Moshe Rabbeinu gets close to the camp and he sees the eagle and the dancing around it, Moshe got angry and he threw the luchos from his hands and he broke them at the foot of the mountain.
Says Rashi, Vayashlich miyodov. Omar, what was the logic of breaking the luchos? Says Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma pesach shu echod min ha-mitzvois, one of the 613 mitzvois. Omrot toiro kol b'necho lo yoichal boi.
A person, a yid, that went off the derech, nishnakro ma'isov le'oviv sheva shamayim. He's acting like a goy. Ha-toiro, he not ikon pesach. Ha-toiro kulo kan. The luchos resembles the whole Torah. V'chol Yisrael mumorim. They all went off the derech. V'etnen alohem. I'm going to give them the luchos.
And that's what caused Moshe to decide to break the luchos.
Tachas ahor leragli ahor doesn't mean literally under the mountain, rather at the foot of the mountain.
Some brave act of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem didn't tell him to do it. He did it on his own das. And it's worthy pointing out the last Rashi in the Torah at the end of Zeis HaBrocho. V'yiskimo das HaKadosh Baruch Hu ledaitoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim, he gave me yashkoyach. Shenemer asher shibarto, yashkoyach sheshibarto. You did well.
Posuk chov v'yinkach es ho'igel asher osu v'yisroiv bo'ish. V'yitchan ad asher dok. V'yizer al p'nei amayim v'yashk es b'nei Yisrael.
And then Moshe Rabbeinu took the eagle that Am Yisrael made. First thing he did, he burnt it. Gold doesn't burn, but it melts it out of shape. And then he took this piece of gold, he ground it until it was thin dust, and he scattered it on the water. In Parshas Ekev, when it re-describes the Chet Egel, over there it says, what was this water? There was a river coming down Har Sinai. And he scattered the gold dust on this water. Vayashk es b'nei Yisrael, he gave Am Yisrael to drink like we give a soito to drink. And those who did the Chet Egel died like a soito. Says Rashi, Vayizel, loshen niputz, to scatter. V'chein yezure al novayu gofriz, v'chein kechino mezira oreshes, shezirim bo dogon v'kitnis. When you want to trap a bird, you put a grain and kitnis in a trap so the bird should come. Mezira means to scatter.
Vayashkes b'nei Yisroel niskave levod kom kesoitois. Says Rashi, sholosh misois nidoinu shom.
There are three types of death over there by the Chet Egel.
Im yesh edim v'asroe b'saif, ki mishpat ansheir nidach Hashem erubim.
Although a person that's oved avodah zarah is chayv skila, but over here there are many people that are oved avodah zarah, and therefore like ir nidach has to chayv saif, that we'll see later on.
Edim b'lo asroe b'mageif, there was a plague, shenema later on, posuk lamed gim, lamed hei, v'yigoyif Hashem esom, lo yedim v'lo asroe, then b'adroikon, some stomach ailment, shebodko mayim v'tzovu bitneim, they blew up like a soito when their stomachs became bloated.
Posuk chof alei, v'yoyimel Moshe el Aharon, me'oso lecho hom hazeh, ki evei solo, v'chato o gedoy lo.
Says Moshe to Aharon, what did this nation do to you that you caused them to do such a chet? I left you in charge. What happened?
Says Rashi, me'oso lecho hom hazeh, kamo yisurim sovalto, how much did you suffer, sheyisrucha, that they made you suffer, atchelo tovi aleim chet kozeh. I'm sure you didn't do it out of nowhere. They must have tortured you until you agreed to this. What happened?
Posuk chov beis, vayoyimer aharoin, al yichar af adoini, ato yodato es ha'om ki vero hu.
Says Aharon to Moshe, my master, don't be angry with me. You know this nation. You know that they go on a bad way. This is not your first dealing with them.
Says Rash, ki verohu, biderech rohu. That's the missing word. Berohu, biderech rohu.
Hemohilchim told me they always go on a bad way.
You've seen it yourself over the past couple of months. Posuk Chov Gimel Vayoyimru Li Asei Lanu Elohim Asher Yeluchu Lefoneinu Ki Zeh Moshe Ho'ish Asher Elonu Me'eret Mitzrayim Lo Yodanu Me'hoyoloi.
They came to me and they said that I should make a god for them that should lead them, because they thought, they said, you, Moshe, that took us out of Mitzrayim, we don't know what happened to him.
Voimalohem le mizahov his paroku vayitenuli voashlichayu voish vayitzei ha'igel hazeh.
All I said was, who has gold? Hoping to postpone it, to buy time. But they, his paroku, right away, they unloaded from their gold. Vayitenuli, they gave it to me. I didn't even ask them to give me the gold. I said, who can get hold of gold hoping they'll go to their wives and children? I threw it into the fire. It came up by itself. I didn't do this. Like Rashi said before, either the Erev Rav with the Kshofim or Micha with the Tas of Moshe of Aleishoyel.
Says Rashi, all I said is one thing.
That's all I said.
They rushed to give me their gold.
I had no idea that this is going to be the result. V'yotza, it just happened by itself.
Posuk Chofei, v'yar Moshe sa'om, ki faruahu, ki fero'oi aharoin, l'shimtso bekomeihem.
And Moshe saw that the nation had become exposed. Because Aaron, now the blame is being put on Aaron. Aaron had exposed Am Yisrael, their bad side, their shimtza, their embarrassment, the bad things that they did, bekomeihem, in front of the enemies that will want to wage war against Am Yisrael. And once they find out that Am Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel, and now they're sure they're able to fight them, Hashem is not going to protect them anymore.
Says Rashi, Porua Megule, exposed, Nisgalo Shimtzayu Kloinoi,
their badness, their embarrassment has been exposed.
Kimoyu Poras Roisha Isha,
by Soito, when she comes to the base of Migdosh, the Kohen uncovers her hair.
Le Shimtzo Bekomeyem, Leo Isloem, Adovo Razeli Gnus, Befia Kol Akomem Aleim,
those who come up against them to fight them. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to solve the problem. Posuk Chavov.
Vayamoid Moshe b'shar ha'machane, vayoymer mil Adonai Eloi, vayosefu Elov kol b'nei Levi.
And Moshe Rabbeinu stood at the entrance of the camp, and he said, who is for Hashem should come to me? And all of Shevet Levi came to Moshe.
Mil Hashem Eloi, says Rashi, yovoy Eloi, kol b'nei Levi, mikan shekol ha'shevet kosher,
the entire Shevet Levi were all kshirim, none of them was nichshal in Chet HaEgel.
Posuk Chav Zayin, vayomer lohem, koyomer Adonai Elohei Yisrael, simu ish charboi al reichoi, ivru voshu, mishar lo shar b'machane virgu, ish es ochiv, v'ish es re'ehu, v'ish es k'roivoi.
And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Shevet Levi, so says Hashem Elohei Yisrael, each one take your sword and put it on your thigh and go back and forth from gate to gate, from Shevet to Shevet in the entire camp, and each one should kill even his brothers. Aye, their brothers are from Shevet Levi. They were not Nichshal Chet HaEgel. Says Rashi, the brothers from the mother. They could be from another Shevet. And even if he's your friend, even if it's your relative.
Says Rashi, Koyomar Hashem, Ve'eichon Omar, where did Hashem say to kill on Oved Avodah Zarah? And before Rosh HaPasuk, in Parashat Mishpatim, Zoveach Lo Elohim Yochorom, if you bring Korbon, it's Avodah Zarah, Yochayev Miso.
Kach Shnoi B'mechilto. Ochiv Me'imoi, V'hum Yisrael, his half-brother from his mother.
Posuk Chovches, Vayasu V'nei Levi, Kidvar Moshe, Vayipoil Min'om Bayoyim Ha'hu,
and Bnei Levi did exactly as Moshe said, and they ended up killing 3,000 people. Those were the 3,000 people that had Edim and Asro, and they were Chayav Misa and Bezdin, and Shevet Levi acted upon that Misa.
Posuk Chavtes Vayomer Moshe Milu Yadchem Ayom Ladoinoi Ki Ish Bivnoi Uvachiv.
Says Moshe to the Bnei Levi, who killed these 3,000 people,
by killing these 3,000 people, even though it may have been your son, it wasn't their son, because their sons are also Levim. It means grandsons, namely their daughter's son, who could have been from other Shvatim, and your brothers from your mother. By doing that, you have inaugurated yourself to become Levim and to serve Hashem. We had the same lashon in last week. In Parshas Tetzave, to be memale yad means to be inaugurated to a choshev job. Now you're going to get a bracha. Don't worry about being cursed from the other, from the relatives that are cursing you. Don't worry about that. You'll be getting a bracha for doing this act. Is Rashi. You who killed them, you will be inaugurated to be servants for Hashem. By killing your son, grandson, and your brother.
אתם חטוסים חטו גדולו ואתו אל אל אדוני אולי חפרו בעד חטסכם.
And on the next day, on Yud Ches Tammuz, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the nation, you did a tremendous chet, and now I have to go back up to Hashem, and maybe I'll be able to clean up the mess and separate between you and your chet. True, it says before, Vayinochem Hashem al Oro, Asher Dibar Lazarus La'amoi, namely, he didn't kill them. But this is not a relationship that can go on the way it is now. There is no kapora for the chet. Says Moshe, I have to take care of that. Says Rashi, Achapro, Be'ad chataschem, Osim koifer ve'kinuach ve'stimo. I will clean up and make a separation. Leneged chataschem. Rashi darshaning the word, or explaining the word, be'ad. Be'ad means to separate between you and your chet. Lehavdil b'neichem uveina chet. If it would have simply said, achapo chataschem, that would mean to atone for the chet. But be'ad is an extra word to separate.
Posuk lamed alev vayoshev Moshe eladoy, vayoshev Moshe eladoy noy vayimar. עוד נוחותו מזה חטאו גדולו ויעשו להם אלוהי זהב.
And Moshe returned to Hashem, and he pleads with Hashem, please, this nation has sinned to you a great sin, and they made Elohei Zov. What's the nafkamina, what it was made out of? The point is, they made Elohim Achirim, they made another god. What's Zohov? Says Rashi, Elohei Zohov. Ato ushagoram tolehem. Moshe Rabbeinu is being melamed zchus on Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu kaviyochel is telling Hashem, it's your fault. Sheishpatu lehem zovachol cheftzom. You gave them everything they wanted, including gold. Mayasu shaloyechtu. What do you expect? Moshe lamelach shoyer machil umashes gbenoi. He gave his son everything he wanted. Umakashtoi v'toilor kis bitzavoi. He gave him a perfume pouch on his neck. Umamidoi bepesach bei zoinois. He puts him at the entrance of a zoinois house. Mayaseh ben valoyechto. What do you want the kid to do? Of course he's going to do a chet. You gave them so much gold. What do you expect?
Pozog lamed beiz v'atoim tisochat osom.
And now says Moshe Rabbeinu to Hashem, Im tisochat osom, if you carry their chet, in other words, if you'll forgive them, then don't erase me from your Torah. Those are the missing words. But vim ayin, if you're not willing to forgive them, mecheni no, erase me from the entire Torah. I do not want my name to be mentioned in the Torah. Says Rashi, then good. I'm not telling you to erase me. If you're not going to forgive them, mecheni. It doesn't say what will happen. You have to fill in the blank. Why? People shouldn't say about me that I was not worthy to daven for them. If you're not willing to accept my tefillah, I don't want my name to be mentioned.
Posuk lamed gimel vayomer Adonai el Moshe mi asher chotoli emchenu mi sifri.
Says Hashem to Moshe, I do not accept your ultimatum. Whoever did the chet, he will be erased from my book, not you.
Posuk lamed dalei devato leich nechei es haom אלא אשר דיברתי לא חינם הלוכי אליך לפונך וביום פוקדי ופוקנתי עליהם חתוסום.
Now go, you Moshe Rabbeinu, go and lead this nation to the place that I have told you, namely Eretz Yisrael, but I'm not coming with you. My Malach will go instead of me, he will lead you, uv'yoyim pokdi, and whenever in the future I punish Am Yisrael for whatever chatoim they do, a little bit of that punishment will be coming from the Chet Egel. True, I told you I'm not going to destroy them, but they have to be punished, and I'll divide it into little pieces throughout the generations in the future.
Says Rashi, El Asher Dibalti, Loch.
Usually, after the word Dibalti comes the word Eilecho, I spoke to you. And when it says Loch, it means about you. But over here, it's an exception. Yesh kan Lecho, Eitzel Dibu, B'mokim Eilecho. Over here, Lecho is not about you, rather, as if it said to you. We find other places that this exception is true. That the word lecho after the Dibalti means to you.
I'm not going with you.
I listen to your tefillah. I'm not going to destroy them at once. But forever, whenever I punish them for whatever averes they have, upokanti aleim me'at min avin hazeh im shar avinus, some of this avera, the chet ha'egel, will also be part of that punishment. Ve'in puronus bo al Yisrael she'in bo k'tzas mepiroin avinu egel. There is no punishment an Am Yisrael gets that doesn't have a little bit left over from the egel.
Posuk lamed hei vayiguif adoino yeso om al asher osu eso egel asher osu aharoin.
And Hashem plagued the nation, those who did the Chet Egel, with Edim, without Hasro. They died in the plague. And once again, Asher also Aharon. The Pasuk is putting the blame of the Chet Egel on Aharon HaKohen.
Says Rashi, Vayigoyv Hashem Esom Miso Bidei Shomayim, LeEdim Beloi Hasro.
And without Edim and without Asro, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu Vayashkes Kom, they died like a soito after drinking the waters with the gold dust of the Chet Egel, the Moshe ground. Adkan part 2 of the 7th topic of Parshas Kisiso Chet Egel.
Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Yizr Hashem Yisborach. We are continuing on to the third part of the 7th topic of Parashas Kisiso, Chet Egel, Perek Lamed Gimel, Posuk Aleph. Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe leich alei mizeh ato v'ho'om asher elisom eretz mitzroyim el ho'oretz asher nishbati le'avrohom litzchok uliyakov le'moir lezaracho et eneno.
Says Hashem to Moshe, go up from here on your way to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other countries, and therefore the direction is upwards. You and the nation that you took out of Mitzrayim, to the land that I have promised, I have sworn to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that I will give it to their children.
Says Rashi, Leich Alei Mize, Eretz Yisrael Govoya, Mikolo Arotzois, Lekach Nemar, Alei, Dovorach, Eretz Sekem Pshat, Lekoyra, Alderich Hadrash, Klapei Shom, Alei Bishas Akash, Lech Reit.
When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry with Am Yisrael, he told Moshe Lech Reit. Rashi told us back then, Reit Migdulosho, you're not deserving of this position, it's only for Am Yisrael. And once I destroy them, I don't need you anymore. Now, Om Alei Bishas Rotzoin, when he was misratzen not to destroy them, Lech Alei, go back to your position of leading Am Yisrael.
Atove Ha'om, Kan loy omar loy amecho,
as he told him when he was angry with them, it was your nation. Rather, v'ha'om, the nation.
Posuk beis v'sholachti lefonecho malach, v'geirashti es hakenani ho'emiri, v'hachidi v'haperizi, hachivi v'haivusi.
And I will send a malach to get rid of the Kenani, Amori, Chiti, Prizi, Chivi, Yevusi. 6 of the 7 nations we know there are in Eretz Yisrael. What happened to Gilgoshi? Says Rashi.
V'gerashti es haknani shisha umoisein. V'agilgoshi omadu pono mipnei me'elov.
The Gilgoshi ran away on their own. They didn't have to be megarash. They didn't have to send them out. They were afraid. They ran away. Pozo gimel el eretz avas cholov udvosh ki loy ele bekir becho ki am kishi oyrev ato penach elcho badorech.
Says Hashem to Moshe, bring Am Yisrael to the land that flows milk and honey. And I'm sending a malach with you because I'm not coming with you. It's for their benefit. Because you are an Am Kshi Oirev, you have a stiff neck, you don't listen to the Mechichim. If you do Averois and I'm there among you, Penachel Chobadorech, I'm going to consume you, I will destroy you. And therefore, it's better off for your sake that I don't go with you.
Says Rashi, El Eret Zovas Cholov Udvash, Ani Oymal Chol Lehaaloisom.
Rashi is connecting Posuk Gimel to Posuk Aleph, because you can't connect it to Posuk Beis. What does it mean? V'gerashti aknani, emoy richiti prizi chivim, I'll send them out. They'll go to Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvash.
Obviously, that doesn't make any sense.
Rather, Posuk Gimel, you got to connect to Posuk Aleph. I'm telling you to bring them, Am Yisrael, to Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvash. This is the reason I'm telling you I'm going to send a malach. When I'm among you and you rebel against me, I get angry with you. And then I will destroy you.
Pozuk Dalid Vaishma Hom Es Hadovor Aze Vaisabolu Veloishosu Ish Edyoi Olov.
And the nation heard this terrible news that Hashem will not be going with them to Eretz Yisrael. Rather, a Malach will be sent instead. Vaisabolu, and they mourned. So much so, Veloishosu Ish Edyoi Olov. They did not put their tachshit in their jewelry on them. Rashi says this is referring to the ksorim that they got when they said Nasa v'nishma by Maimed Har Sinai.
Says Rashi, Adovor oro shein ha-shchinos shuiro me'aleches imom.
The shchinos not with them. Ish edyoi ksorim shenitnu lohem b'choyrev. The crown that they got in Har Sinai kishamru Nasa v'nishma.
Posukei v'yoymer adonoi el Moshe. Emoir el bnei Yisrael atem am kishi oiref rega echod ele vekir becho vechilisicho ve'ato hireid edicho meolecho ve'edeo mo'eeseloch.
Says Hashem to Moshe to comfort Am Yisrael. It's for your benefit that I'm not going to be going with you to Eretz Yisrael because you're an Am kishi oiref, you have a stiff neck. You're brazen, you don't listen to those that give you musr. If I go among you, ele bekir becho v'chilisicho berega. Rashi switches around the order of the words of the pasuk. Even if I get angry for just a moment, that's enough to destroy you. And now, hoired edyecho me'olecho, although you on your own took off your edyoi, you took off your ksorim out of mourning, but now comes the punishment. Even when you're finished mourning, I'm telling you, don't put it back on. You are not deserving to wear those edoyim, to wear those ksorim. That's the immediate punishment. And the long-term punishment, I know what I'm going to do. I know what I have in plan. And this is what Hashem told Moshe already. Above in Posuk Lamed Daled, Uvayim Pokti, Ufokarati Aleim Chatosom, with every punishment in the future, there is a little bit of the punishment for Chet HaEgel also.
Says Rashi, Posuk Hei, Rega, Echod, Eele, Bekir, Becho, Vechilisicho.
Says Rashi, Im, Eele, Bekir, Becho, Ve'atem, Mamrim, Bi, and you rebel against me, Bekashus, Opechem, with your stiff neck.
Ezoim, Aleichem, Rega, Echod.
I will get angry with you for one moment. Shushi, Ozami, that's the amount that Hashem gets angry.
Shenemar, the Posuk says in Yeshayo, Chavikimat, Rega,
just a moment. Ad Yavo, Zoam, until the anger of Hashem passes. And that will be enough to destroy you. It's for your good. It's for your benefit that I send a malach instead of me. This punishment is immediate, that you no longer could wear these ksorim.
ועדו, מעש הלוך, בפקודס שער או אבוין, אני יודע מה שבליבי לעשות לך. I know, I have a plan how to get rid of the complete chet by this punishment coming in installments for the rest of history.
פוסוק וו, וישנצלו בני ישראל עשיד יום מהר חורב.
And Am Yisrael was emptied out from their Edyom. They lost their crowns that they got at Har Sinai.
Says Rashi, "Es Edyom ha'choyrev es ha'adi."
The crown, the jewelry, shoyeh b'yodom me'ha'choyrev. They were emptied out. They were stripped from it. They lost it from this punishment that we saw in Pasuk Hey. Ve'ato hoyred edyecho me'olecho.
Pasuk Zayin u'Moshe yikach es oyhel. ונותו לוי מחוץ למחנה, הרחיק מן המחנה, וקורא לוי אוהל מועד, ואויו כל מבקש, אדוינו יצא אל אוהל מועד, אשר מחוץ למחנה.
And Moshe Rabbeinu would take his tent, and he would pitch it outside the camp, far away from the camp, Rashi says, but not more than 2,000 amos. It shouldn't be out of Tchum Shabbos. They should be able to come to each other on Shabbos. 2,000 amos, not more, not less. And Moshe Rabbeinu's tent was called the Oyhel Moyed, the tent of meeting for all those who are Voyokal Mevakesh Hashem. Anybody who seeks Hashem, wants to learn Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, Yetzel Oyhel Moyed, he goes to this Oyhel, the meeting place, Asher Michutz Lamachane, which is outside the camp. Says Rashi, Umoyshe me'oysoy ovoin v'holo. From this cheto egel and on, yikach eso oyel loshen hoive. Even though yikach sounds loshen osid, it means the ever-present, constant. Loikeach oholoi v'noteyo michutz lamachane. He took his tent and pitched it outside the tent, outside the camp. Oma, what's the logic? Menuda l'rav, menuda l'talmid. If Am Yisrael is excommunicated, loshen nidui, from their master, Hashem, they're also menuda from his Talmud, namely from me, and therefore I don't want to be amongst them. I don't understand why this yikach es ha'oyel is loshen hoive, namely, Rashi's bothered by it. It's not future, it's present. But why is it the ever-present? L'chore, he took it, it was a one-time event. He pitched his tent outside the machane. It's not that he's every day pitching it outside the machane, so I don't understand why it's an ever-present. Any of that.
Harchik alpaimamo, 2,000 amo, kinyan shenemal, in Sefer Yeshua, when they entered Eretz Yisrael and the Oroin was going in front of them, it says, Achochoy kia beinechem veveinov ki alpaimamo bamido, because in order that they should be able to come to it on Shabbos, it shouldn't be outside the Tchum Shabbos. Vekoroloi, voyokoreloi, oyel moyed.
That tent of Moshe Rabbeinu was called Oyel Moed, who beis vad, the meeting place, the mevakshei Torah, those who wish to study Torah. Kol mevakesh Hashem, mikana mevakesh pnei zokein, ke mekabel pnei shechina. They're not looking for Hashem, they're looking for Torah. The teretz is, if you're looking for the zokein, for the Talmud Chacham, you're seeking the zokein to learn Torah from his mouth, that's equivalent of seeking out the pnei shechina.
Yeitze el oyel moyed.
Once again, Yeitze is future, but it doesn't mean that. Kemo yoitze, the ever-present. Over here, I understand. It's ever-present. Whoever wants Mimak Hashem would always go out to oyel moyed.
Dovoracher, a second pshat. Not on these words, Yeitze el oyel moyed, but on the previous Rashi. Kol mevakesh Hashem.
When they would ask one to another, where is the Shekhinah?
The other Malachim oimrim lohem,
he is in Moshe's tent. And whenever Moshe would leave from the machane to his tent, everybody would get up and each one would stand at the entrance of his tent and they would look, they would watch Moshe until he reached his tent.
Says Rashi v'hoyo loshen hoive. Once again, the ever-present, this was on a daily basis.
Whenever Moshe Rabbeinu left, ketzeis Moshe mina machane lo leches el oyel, from the camp to his tent. Over here also, I don't understand. What is Moshe Rabbeinu doing in the machane? He's pitched his tent outside. Whoever wants to learn the Torah goes outside. when would he ever be in the machane that he's leaving from the machane to the oil? Ein yodea. Yokumu kol ha'om oimdim miponav, they would stand up. Vein yoishvin, they would not sit down. Ad sheniskaso mehem, until they could not see him anymore. Vibitu achi Moshe l'shvach. They're looking at Moshe in pride. Ashrei yelud isho shekach muvtach. Praiseworthy is a human being that is guaranteed shechino tikonas achrov lepesach oloi. As soon as he walks in, he's guaranteed the shechina is on following his footsteps. Posuk tez vehoyo kivoy Moshe ha'oy hello yireid amud ha'onon ve'omad pesach ha'oy hel. And when Moshe Rabbeinu would enter the tent, the Amud Onon, representing the Shekhinah, would come down and stand at the entrance of the tent, and Hashem would speak with Moshe. Says Rashi, "V'diber im Moshe k'moi u'medaber im Moshe." This is the fourth time Rashi says that a Loshon Hosid is Loshon Hoive, the ever-present. In Pasuk Zayin, Moshe yikach es ha'oyel, and again, kol mevakesh Hashem yetzei el ha'oyel. In Pasuk Ches, ve'hoyo, and in Pasuk Tes, ve'diber. All these are loshon osid, says Rashi, because it's ever present. You could say it loshon osid. K'moy umedaber im Moshe, targumoy umismalel im Moshe. Why umismalel and not umemalel? Shu kovod shechina, out of respect to the shechina. K'moy posuk at the end of Parshas Nosoi, Vayishma es ha'koil midaber eilov, ve'inoy koire medaber eilov with a shvo, k'sho koire midaber eilov with a chirik under the mem. What does that mean? Pisroi noy ha'koil medaber beinu lebein atzmoy, k'viyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to himself, ve'ahed yoit shemea me'eilov. And the simple one, namely, Moshe Rabbeinu, in regards to Hashem, is a head yoit. He's listening in. But ukesho koire medaber with a shvo, mashmash hamelech medaber im a head yoit. The king, Hashem, is speaking to a simple one, Moshe Rabbeinu, that lacks kovoid. And therefore Targum says, mis malel, which is the Targum of mi daber. He's speaking to himself, and Moshe Rabbeinu is listening in. Posuk yud v'ra'o chol ha'omes amud ha'anon oy meid pesach oy hel v'kom kol ha'om v'ishtachavu ish pesach oholoi. And when the nation would see that the amud ha'anon, the shechina, is standing pesach oyel, the entrance of the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody would get up and they would bow down to the shechina from the distance, from each one. Each one is at the entrance of his tent. They're bowing down towards the Shechina at the entrance of Moshe Rabbeinu's tent. Says Rashi, "V'ishtachavu l'Shechina, not to Moshe Rabbeinu, rather to the Shechina." Posuk Yud Aleph, "V'diber Adonai yel Moshe ponim el ponim kasher yedaber ish el rei'ehu v'shov el ha'machane u'mishor esoy Yoshua bin Nun na'ar lo yomish mitoich ha'oyel." And Hashem would speak to Moshe Kavayochel face to face. This is describing the highest darga of Nevuah that only Moshe Rabbeinu reached, just as a person speaks to his friend. And then after Hashem taught him the Torah, whatever he wanted to teach him, Vishov el ha'machane, Moshe would return to the camp, as the Pasuk implied before in Pasuk Ches, in order to teach this Canaan. I don't understand why. Before we said, Menuda l'Rav, Menuda l'Talmid, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu pitched his tent outside the Machane. And Voyokom Mavakesh Hashem, Yeitzei, Michutz l'Machane, he would go to Moshe's oil. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu coming back to the camp to teach them the Torah? Let them come out to him? I don't understand. But that's what the Pasuk says, Mefurish. And his servant, Yoshua bin Nun, was a Na'ar. Usually the word Na'ar means a young man. But over here, according to the Cheshbon, Yeshua ben Nun is 42 years old. Because in another 40 years, he's going to take the Am Yisrael and Teretz Yisrael. And he's going to be a Shoifet for 28 years after that. And he dies at the age of 110. 110 minus 28 minus 40 is 42. Nevertheless, he's called a Na'al, a youngster. So this Mishores Yeshua ben Nun, lo yomish mitoich ha'oyhel. He would not remove himself from being Meshores, Moshe Rabbeinu, in Moshe Rabbeinu's tent. Says Rashi, V'diber Hashem el Moshe ponim el ponim. Here again, Targum says umismalel im Moshe, not umemalel, like Rashi explained before. Hashem is speaking to himself, not to Moshe, and Moshe is listening in. After Hashem spoke to Moshe, why? He would teach the elders what Hashem taught him. Now, when did this all happen? When did Moshe Rabbeinu pitch the tent outside the machane, and Hashem would speak to him outside, and he would come in, and this whole the whole picture that the pasuk described over here? Every time he went out, people would look at him and bow down, the Shekhinah would come down. When did this all happen? Says Rashi, V'adavor hazeh noag Moshe miyom ha-kippurim, from yom ha-kippurim ad shukam ha-mishkon, until the Mishkan was erected on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Namely, for 6 months minus 10 days. How does Rashi know this? Shari b'shiva osor b'tamud nishtabur ha-luchos. On Yud Zayin Tamud, the luchos were broken. Over Yud Ches, on the 18th, sorav es ha-egel, he burnt the egel v'don es ha-choytim. He judged the sinners. Shevet Levi killed out the sinners. Over Yud Tes, on Yud Tes Tamud, olo, he went back up. Shenema v'yimim mochoros, v'yimel Moshe el-om. I'm not sure where Rashi sees in this pasuk, v'yimim mochoros, that ayud ches dones achoitim ubuyutes olo. When we saw the pasuk before, it sounded like on the very same day, on Yud Zayin Tammuz, he was don the choitim, and on the next day, Yud Ches Tammuz, he says, vayimam shalom, ele el Hashem. I'm not sure where Rashi sees that it's on Yud Tes. Indeed, in Rashi and Parshas Yisroi, by the Aliyah of Sheni, pasuk Yud Gimel, he says that he was oile on Yud Ches, in Ochanami. Could be Rashi gets the cheshbon of Yutes because kol aliyosav hoyu bashkomo, as Rashi told us in Parshas in Yisroi, if that applies here also, I don't know. I'll call upon him, either Yutches or Yutes Tamuz. Rashi in Yisroi says Yutches, over here says Yutes. Either way, v'osa shomar boim yoim, he spent the next 40 days on Har Sinai. That's Rashi's opinion. Ubikesh rachamim midavin shenemar, pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, Dvorim tes yud ches, voest napa lifne Hashem. Korishoino arboim yoim ve'arboim lailo. I daven to Hashem that he should be mechaper on Am Yisrael. And he came down on Chof tes av, uvarosh chodesh elul, the very next day. Ne'emar lo yivoliso baboike al arsinai, lekabel luchos achroinos. Come back up and spend another 40 days for the third time. V'osor shomem yoim shenemar bohem, another pasuk in Parashas Ekev, dvorim yud yud, v'onoichi amanti bohor kayomim orishoinim, like the original 40 days. And these 40 days in dvorim yud yud being described is not the 40 days in dvorim tes yud ches. How do I know, says Rashi? Ma orishoinim berotzoi nafachoinim berotzoi. The pasuk compares. It says, Kayomi Morishoinim, to tell you, just like the first 40 days from Zion Sivan through Yud Zion Tammuz, where Barotzoin Hashem is okay, there's no kas, Afachoin Barotzoin, so to Elul. Emomeato, Emtsoim Hoyu Bekas, the middle 40 days were not Barotzoin, they were Bekas. Boasor be Tishrei, and on the 10th of Tishrei, Yom HaKippurim, Nisratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted Am Yisrael and fully forgave them. Besimcho Velev Sholem. And V'omar lo Moshe, Solachti Kidvorecho. Although this is a quote from the Pchet HaMeraglim, Rashi is paraphrasing it, referring to Yom HaKippurim, that Hashem forgave Am Yisrael. And then he gave him the second luchos. V'yorad, he came down from the mountain. V'hischil le'tzavoyis on al maleches ha-mishkon. And when was the Mishkan built? V'asa'u ad echot b'nisan. It was built by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, almost 6 months later. U'mishehukam, once the Mishkan was erected, lo nidbar imoy oid elomei oyel moyed. From that point and on, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from the oyel moyed, the Mishkan. And therefore Rashi finished proving that this, this whole scene took place between Yom HaKippurim and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It couldn't have happened before because Moshe Rabbeinu is up on the mountain. It couldn't have happened after because Hashem spoke to Moshe from Oyel Moed, from the Mishkan, Me'alak HaPoyres. The only time for this to take place, proves Rashi, must have been between Yom HaKippurim and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the question begs, after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they're no after Yom Kippurim, they're no longer menude l'orav. Rashi told us in Posuk Zayin, the only reason why Moshe yikach es oyel v'not olei mechutz l'machane, because Am Yisrael is menude l'orav, menude l'talmid. But after Yom Kippurim, Hashem was nisratzet Am Yisrael. He forgave him completely. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu keeping his tent b'chutz l'machane? So the truth is, it's really a machloikes tanoim between Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafto and Seder Oilom and Rab Leza ben Hurkanus and Pirket Rab Leza. And the Tonet Velio goes like Rab Leza ben Hurkanus and Pirket Rab Leza. Rashi and many Rishonim base themselves on the Seder Oilom, that the middle 40 days from Yud Ches or Yud Tes Tammuz through Chof Tes Av, Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai. And there were three sets of 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain. And therefore, Rashi is forced to say that this Moshe Yikach as Oyel must have been after Yom Kippur until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But the Goin and Aderes Eliyahu is Machria like Rab Lezer ben Hurkanus, Pirket Rab Lezer, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not go up to Har Sinai for the middle 40 days. Rather, during those 40 days, that's when these psukim are talking about. Moshe yikach es ha'oil v'not olei mechutz l'machane, menude l'rav, menude l'talmid, for those 40 days, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu mechutz l'machane. More than that, the Goyin says that v'yoysar nireh li she'tos b'seder oilom. There was a tos sofer in the seder oilom. It's a misprint over there. Vein lozuz medivrei pirket Rab Lezer. What's interesting is that the Rosh, in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Revi, Ois Dalid, in the fourth Perek, the Rosh says over there, Fakelt, he also said like the Seder Oilom, in this he says there's a Tov Sofer in Pirket Rab Lezer. Al Kolponim, we have a Machloikes Tanoim between Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafto and Rab Lezer ben Hurkanus. What happened during those during the middle 40 days? Is Moshe Rabbeinu up on Har Sinai, according to Seder Oilom, or is Moshe Rabbeinu Mechutz Lamachane, according to Rab Lezer ben Hurkanus? And as we saw, Rashi is going with the Shita of the Seder Oilom, that Moshe Rabbeinu was indeed on the mountain for three times 40 days. So Rashi Vaitel, V'shov el ha-machane targumoi v'to'iv le'mashriso. Even though V'shov means future, once again, it's an ever-present constant. V'to'iv le'fishu loshn hoive, it always happens. V'chein kolo inyon, v'ro kolo om, v'chozon. V'nitzvu v'kaimin, v'ibitu u'mistaklin, v'yishtachavu v'sogdin. Targum always says it in the ever-present tense, even though the literal word in Lashon HaKodesh is for the future, because it happened on a daily basis. Adkan, the pshat, says Rashi, u'midroshoi, v'diber Hashem el Moshe. This is a tzivui. Not like Rashi said before, the ever-present. Rather, v'diber Hashem el Moshe, Hashem commanded Moshe, sheyoshuv el ha-machane. It seems that the drash is darshening, v'shov el ha-machane, with a kubutz under the shin, v'shuv el ha-machane. Hashem tells Moshe, return to the machane. Why? Omalu, says Hashem to Moshe, ani bekas, v'ato bekas. I'm angry with them, and you're angry with them. Im kein mi ekalveim. Who is going to bring Am Yisrael back? And therefore, I'm commanding you, go back to the Machane. According to this drash, this could be a possible answer to what I asked before. If indeed Moshe Rabbeinu yikach lo es oyel mechutz l'machane, because menudel rav, menudel talmid, then how come you're returning to the Machane to teach this kenim Torah? Let them come out to him. The teretz is, Hashem is telling him, you were not yikach lo es oyel mechutz l'machane, but I am telling you, go back to them. Efshur. Adkan, the seventh topic of Parashas Kisiso, Chet Ho'egel. B'maymer Amuzgo, you may be bothered. We already covered 92 psukim. That's two-thirds of the parasha. And we're only holding by the aliyah of Shlishi, only two aliyahs passed. And the following aliyahs, the upcoming ones, are going to be very short. Why are the aliyahs divided completely disproportionately? And this I heard from my father, Zechoino Levrocho, Lechayo Ilam Abo. He said that the Baal Aliyos is being sensitive to Am Yisrael. Who gets the first two Aliyos? A Kohen and a Levi. Those that were not Nichshal and Chet HaEgel. Imagine a Yisrael would get the Aliyah of Chet HaEgel. He would be so embarrassed of himself, he wouldn't know what to do with himself. The Baal Aliyahs gave it to the Kahanim and the Levim. They were not choite, they're not embarrassed. A lesson in sensitivity. Close my Maimer HaMuzgal. Al Koponim, we have to remember this Yisraelis Dike Machloikes between Seder Oilom and Pirkei D'Rablezel. When did this story take place of Moshe Ikach as a Oil, and did Moshe Rabbeinu go up the mountain for the middle 40 days? Rashi, the Ramban, and many Rishonim are Machriya like the Seder Oilom, and the Goyin HaDeres Eliyahu is Machriya like the Pirkei D'Rablezel.